Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Corgan is in his hotel room. He'll be on with us in the next segment, Billy Corgan. We're taking phone calls right now. We're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air with Professor Hamamoto. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, Professor, I just wanted to lay out a quick 10-year observation, and then I really value your opinion. I'd like to ask you a question. I'm sure you'll have a good, interesting response, but I figure you're probably more intelligent, more informed than 99% of the people I come into contact with in any given year here in my area of the country. Now, I keep seeing these headlines of the CIA justifying torture based on the 9/11 attacks, and I hear all these people calling into all these talk shows in my area, mostly saying that they agree with a policy of torture because of 9/11 and all that. Now, I know that 9/11 was, I guess, just for the purposes of brevity here, an inside job. And I hear from people, insiders like Dr. Steve Pachinik, that say that overwhelmingly the American people do not believe the official story of the 9/11 attacks. And I just keep wondering, I've been awake for 10 years, where are all these people?
You're listening to niche fake right-wing radio where people just regurgitate talking points, the same cult as Democrats do. And so that's why you have pockets of this in many areas of the country, as you have pockets that are really awake. I'd say 30% are really wise to what's going on. Another 20% knows something. And about half the public just doesn't care. But still, that type of percentage is huge. Let's get the professor's take on that.
I'm skeptical of the numbers that are being produced there about supposedly the majority of American people being in favor of torture. I was perhaps trying to attribute this hype to these trolls that call into these programs. You notice these individuals who are pro-torture do not call into the Alex Jones show. I don't hear them calling into Savage Nation. There are all these small, really local television and radio programs that court this very small constituency. And it's still very difficult for me to wrap my mind around any notion that most Americans who are good and moral individuals, by and large, would accept the abuse, the humiliation, the torture of human beings. I think most of them are like Joe Biggs, who quite poignantly talked about the screams, and then the weeping, and then the silence that followed, and that progression, that's deeply affecting to most human beings, but perhaps I'm underestimating.
Well, sure, plus intellectually, it destroys the judicial system. You can't believe any confessions anymore if torture's going on.
I mean, absolutely, it completely, and perhaps that's why the torture regime has been put in place, is to produce rot from the inside out and from the top down.
Well, sure. Plus, there's the schizophrenic hypocrisy where anybody else that ever tortures bad. North Korea's bad, or Nazi Germany's bad, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, oh, my gosh, when we do it, it's good.
Now, let's stick to the moral high ground. You can't go wrong by just doing what's right and what's moral and what's just.
You're right, though. It is an attempt to infect us with corruption.
Absolutely. This is part of the destruction of the culture. This is psyops. This is programming of the highest sort, appealing to the basis aspect of human nature.
Well, Professor, I have to plead ignorance, and I apologize. I did not know you had a new book out. I'm going to read it as soon as it comes in, as soon as that happens. I want to get you on for a full hour to go chapter by chapter through how you put this into a scholarly dissertation on the subject. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you so much, Alex, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Oh, I meant to ask you about that, but we're out of time. Colleges banning Christmas. I mean, it's just amazing.
All right. Drop out.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll talk to Professor again soon. Billy Corgan coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. That was Professor Daryl Hamamoto.
And team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
No matter where you are, I can still hear you when you dream. You travel very far.
SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com is the website. SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com to find the new album that I just got in and can't wait to listen to the whole thing. Monuments to an LG. Want to find out what that means. Or elegy. Yeah, Tommy Lee, one of my favorite drummers, of course, of Motley Crue fame, is doing drums on the album. We're going to be playing part of some of the songs here today, but not in their entirety, because that'll send the computer bots crazy out there on different internet platforms. Billy Corgan is our guest, or as I say it in Texas drawl, where we butcher names, Billy Corgan. Billy Corgan. Leanne came here and said, you know, you're friends with him. You ought to pronounce his name right. Billy Corgan. And he's not in a hotel room. He's flown in and landed. He is in the airport right now. So I can't wait to have him back in studio next time he's in Austin. He's a regular listener, and he's just a great guy. I learned that he was a listener through ManCow, a fellow friend. And he's a really smart guy, one of the smartest people I've talked to, not just in music or entertainment, but period. And Billy Corgan has actually taught me quite a bit about perspectives and how to see the world, and has helped me mature some. And I think that's why, out of the blue, for the last decade or so, you see just random hit pieces, even though there's no scandals, no dirt, nothing. That's why you see Anderson Cooper, admittedly, of the CIA attacking him. Now, that's why you see MSNBC saying snippy things, Rolling Stone saying snippy things. It's because he's outside of the system. He didn't play ball with them. He spoke out about the dumbing down of music with MTV and more. And they don't like smart people who have the power of reaching tens of millions who've sold 40 million albums. Just like Dave Mustaine, their views may differ a little bit, but they agree on fighting tyranny. There's a global government. There's social engineering. Look at the demonization of him. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. To quote, is it A Bug's Life? This is what we're talking about here. So he's joining us from the airport. I'll keep him to about 40 after, 45 after or so, so he can get on his next plane or get on down the road. He was going to be on with us yesterday, but I had a family emergency had to take care of. Billy Corgan, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
You heard my intro there. There's so much to get into. Let's talk about Anderson Cooper first. Not that he even matters, has almost no viewers, dinosaur media. But at the same time, it's so clear that every time you've got an album about to come out, the hit pieces begin because they want to slap you down.
Yeah, well, it's pretty strange. I don't know if your listeners know the context of this, but I did a cover for a charity called Pause Chicago. It's a no-kill shelter model. Very proud. I've helped raise, along with my partner in the band, Jeff, $250,000 for the charity. One of my proudest things that I've ever done is being involved in animal rights issues. And it was about 6 months ago. You know, the image went viral. It's me and my rescue cats on the cover of the magazine. Never in a million years did I think I'd start getting attacked. And out of nowhere, 4 or 5 months later, there I am being made fun of, no context for the fact that it's a charity magazine, basically presented as if I've fallen so far off the celebrity radar that I'm reduced to doing a cat magazine. Then ties it into a kind of a where has he gone? Whatever happened to him kind of thing, mocking my participation in professional wrestling. No mention of my new album, no mention of my successes. Nothing. As if I was I just disappeared off the celebrity map. Very strange. And I think he's probably been a bit shocked by the reaction because, A, I fought back, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to take your licks and just put your tail between your legs because the mighty CNN has spoken. And on top of that, now a lot of animal rights people raised up and started poking him in the eye because, it's something that, that's a demarcation line that should be left alone. People doing charity work. It really is emblematic of the sickness of our culture.
And by the way, you don't brag about that a lot, but I've seen it. You help a lot of charities out there. You were helping save and rescue cats, raising and other, tons of money, and, really working in the community like I know you quietly do in and around Chicago, and then you're a bad guy. No, it's because you are a good guy and are quietly out there working while doing other big things in media that they're scared of you. It's because they know they don't control you, and you know what's going on.
Yeah, I think it is very interesting to see these kind of assassins come out of the woodwork. This is probably the most well-received album I've had in about 20 years. And I've been through a lot, in my own way. And, I've shot myself in the foot like any good artist would. But I've seemed to kind of dial it back in. The music business is coming up back around me. And it's amazing because all of a sudden then you're at a target because, you have power. You've amassed power again. It's the kind of power that's very threatening to those systems. They do not want outliers. They love Muppets. They love people who toe the party line. And I think it's, your audience doesn't need an education on this. They're more aware than any audience in the world how these things work. So we don't have to go on about it. But, I think it's very obvious that, here they come. The agenda starts to poke out. I just had an interview about a week ago. Guy was asking me about Edward Snowden. here's the line of questioning out of nowhere. in the middle of an interview about my new album. Do you believe Edward Snowden was a hero? Yes. Why? Because he did the right thing. Next question. Would you do the same? Okay. I told the guy to go, you know what, himself. I said, am I running for president? I mean, what kind of line of questioning is that? I'm promoting an album.
Well, and the reason we raise it, I know my audience is very informed, it's that obviously you can speak here uncensored. They won't be able to filter it as much, and so you can speak directly to it, because this is what happens to myself, to Ron Paul, to countless others that really try to shift the paradigm into really waking up to the larger control system, is they put articles out constantly. Alex Jones, you know, has no audience. Alex Jones wishes he wasn't discredited. Alex Jones is a racist with no proof, but we know they're doing it because they want to assassinate the messenger. But the good news is, they've already assassinated their own credibility, so they're shooting blanks. And I don't think in their arrogance they figured that out yet, Billy.
No, I agree with you. But just to give you a little bit of kind of the context on the other side of it, right after the Anderson Cooper thing kind of went viral, I know you put a story on your site, and I gave a quote for that. When that started kind of ticked back up into the mainstream consciousness, I probably did about 10 interviews in the next couple of days. And in 7 of the 10 interviews, I was asked about the Anderson Cooper flap, and 5 of the 7 people who interviewed me had no idea it was for a charity. So that shows you that there is still a little effectiveness.
Oh, I agree.
They're counting on that low information crowd to go beyond headlines.
That's it. They are targeting a low information crowd, but again, that crowd of zombies really don't even matter anymore. I mean, I'm sad to say that it's like they're almost not even people. They've decided to just mindlessly buy into this, and this narcissistic, thin, mindless gruel that's being spewed out. But speaking of Anderson Cooper, and we're going to get into your album that I do think is one of your best in a long time. Speaking of Anderson Cooper, he really is a CIA guy. He really was in the CIA, not just an intern. He really is the grandson of one of the biggest dynasties in the country. What is it, the Astors? So he's a little rich kid, given everything he's got. He's failed. He has some of the worst ratings on CNN. So I would feel good, Billy, to have this joke, this failure that was given everything. I mean, you came from nowhere. I came from nowhere. He was given everything. He's the opposite of Americana.
You know, I think what's interesting, I try to stay out of the personal side of it, although I did say the other day I wasn't born with a silver spoon up my arse like he was. I think it's very interesting that there is a level of arrogance here. That crowd, whatever that crowd is, and I've hung with them, you know, I've been in those rooms and so have you. I've been to those parties and so have you. That crowd really thinks they can sort of flip us off their shoulder anytime they want. And what they don't realize is that people like you and me, we're just symbols of a much greater conversation. They don't understand that a vast part of our country is waking up, is breaking this hypnosis, this grip of hypnosis, and they can't see it. They literally can't see it. They do not think. They literally think they can just double down, triple down on these narratives and these false paradigms, and the public's just going to keep lapping them up. And I think, as we see from recent events, people are starting to sort of question the narratives, and you see the media, those old world medias, doubling, triple, quadrupling down on false storylines because they literally don't have a B plan.
I agree with you, and just the beginning of the questioning is the beginning of the end, because as soon as you question, you're no longer only in that narrow, low-information media system. You now discover the wider world. You come out of Plato's cave, and it's game over. That is such an incredibly exciting thing. You know, I think one of your songs in the last album or the album before was about the world on fire, and the lyrics really spoke to this. I remember we were talking like 6 years ago when you were saying, you know, you can clearly see crisis after crisis coming, which is now here, but that out of that, we really could see a new renaissance.
I think I get the sense from talking to my friends and family, and I'm sure, you know, many of your listeners, of course, which I'm one of, those conversations that we had around the dinner table 7 years ago, which were really difficult conversations to have, and people would just throw their hands up and say, you're crazy. Now people are listening. And just the fact that you're even able to sit at that table and have those conversations and be able to back it up with statistics and people, you know, the failure of this particular administration, the lying that goes on, and the fact that there's this greater divide between the public that's awake and the public that's asleep. I mean, those that are asleep really do must want to be asleep because, I mean, how could you not be eyes open at this point?
That's right. How could you not be eyes open at this point? And his mother was a Vanderbilt, the heir of the entire Vanderbilt fortune, not an Astor, but it doesn't matter. They're interrelated. And again, nothing wrong with being the last male heir of one of the biggest robber baron horrible dynasties. It's just give us a break, Anderson Cooper, because I don't even get into fighting with these personalities. But at the same time, I think it's important to not just respond and say, hey, I'm helping a cat charity. Leave me alone. Don't try to make me, you know, look like a has-been when I'm not. Everybody knows that you've been popular all along and you've had big resurgences. I mean, it's just a joke. I mean, you've sold 40 million albums. Anderson Cooper is on a failed network that's converting to cooking shows. So I'm not being nasty. It's just they are dancing on their own graves when you are just having the courage to express what's already there. And as you said, we're like little tips of iceberg sticking up or little focal points, as Ron Paul always says. I mean, we're nothing. We are just like everybody else that is trying to find out what the hell is really going on.
I can't disagree with you. And I think there's a democratization there in the way that we're all communicating. And, you know, thank God for people like you for building these new systems by which we're sharing information. And, you know, we're building up our own networks of communication. I mean, basically, I would argue we're past the tipping point. And now it's just how is this all going to play out? And as you've been predicting for I don't know how many years, now we're seeing the rolling out of this next wave of control and propaganda. But the fact of the matter is that everyone's so prepared and has been sort of mentally prepared for what's coming. I just want to point out one small thing because I think it's important in the context of the conversation we're having. You know, when President Obama was elected, that night I went on stage and I knew I was already listening to you. I was kind of like half awake, let's put it. And I went on stage and I said, let's hope this is a sign that things are going to go in the right direction. And you actually ran a piece and we didn't know each other then. You did a piece kind of mocking me. Or being another celebrity sort of buying, drinking the Kool-Aid. And I was thinking back to that time. I wasn't offended by the piece. I thought it was kind of funny. But I remember thinking back to the time where I was in my own kind of awakening. And, you know, we have to remember, those of us that are awake, there are so many people that they're in that horrible moment of like, wow, if this stuff is true, what do I do? And we see that more and more now. You see people waking up, and it's really shocking to them that they've been given a lie sort of all along. And as you sit in bars and, you know, around coffee houses and talk to people about what's really going on, you can see that it's not so much that they don't know that something's happening. They just don't know what to do about it. So we have to continue to prepare the way. And this is not some begging appeal, you know, to be supported as an artist. But what I would say to everybody is the artists in many ways are some of the most dangerous people in the world because we have that street credibility to go out and sing some gospel. And that's what makes me dangerous is once my career starts rolling in the right direction again, well, here I come because, well, how is it possible? I mean, they've tried to kill me how many times? And, you know, the Anderson Cooper is just a small example getting kicked in the shin. And so it really helps. And I'm not begging for my own self, but please support artists, to support free voices, to support people like Alex, to keep speaking out to. And it does require material support. Like, I'm a supporter of what you're doing with InfoWars Life, right? Is that what it's called?
Absolutely. Billy, I want to shift gears and talk about this more deeply because, and I use this analogy too much. I apologize, but it's so accurate. I use it. 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food anywhere. It was very expensive if you could because there was no market. As people began to demand it, it grew the market. Prices went down. It's now displacing all the garbage. It's displacing the high fructose corn syrup. They're taking it out of Hershey's. We're taking it out of Heinz. Now look, there's still some fake organic, there's still problems. The point is, we demanded quality, the market changed. And exactly, if people go out and support independent artists that are speaking out against tyranny, that's great music as well, and buy your album at smashingpumpkinsnexus.com, and then play it for friends, and then ask that it be played on the radio, or share it with their friends, that's how you bring the system down. You've got to go further and decide you want to promote cultures of liberty. I can't tell you historically how many kings, how many corrupt dynasties were brought down by a jester telling jokes that became viral in ancient times, or by the local band, or even one guy with his, they didn't have guitars back then, you know, one guy with his little mandolin or whatever, singing songs about the corrupt nobility, that would change it. So a song or an idea that isn't in the hands of the system could bring them down, and that's why they target people like you.
Hey, look, there was a reason the CIA was, you know, spying on John Lennon, you know. You know, at that point in time, he was probably the most dangerous artist in the world.
Well, they killed him, too.
Well, you know, I can't speak to that, but I'll say this much. If you look at the power that rock and roll had in the 70s, vis-a-vis the power that rock and roll has now, I think there's been a concerted effort to drain those systems of their power. Because it's just too radical. It's just too dangerous. And there's, you know, when you have the power of a John Lennon or a Bob Marley, and they can literally have one song that will change the consciousness of the world and get people to look at something different. And I would point, and I'm saying this from a very specific point of view. Look at the lack of political music in the world right now, and compare that to the 1960s. It is unbelievable, the lack of political and social discourse in music right now. Do you think that's an accidental omission?
They came in and they took it over on record. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins fame is our guest. SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com. We're going to send out a tweet of the website right now. We're going to post this video later today on Facebook and Twitter. It needs to go viral because he has a lot of courage saying what he's saying, because they really come after people. And I got to be very careful here what I'm going to say about John Lennon. But they made a film 6-7 years ago that won a bunch of awards that had the declassified documents where Strom Thurmond, the senator, and others said, we want him taken out. We know the suspicious way he was killed. I'm just going to stop right there. But I've talked to the highest level people and been told stuff about what really went on and then what happened to them afterwards and everything. And I can tell you, the FBI and the CIA killed John Lennon. And then they went on a campaign to cover up what they did with their patsy. And so that's why when we talk about this, folks, it's very dangerous. I mean, so we're not saying, hey, we're heroes here. We're just saying, realize this isn't just your regular, you know, shuck and jive on CNN. I mean, we're really laying it out here.
I think what's kind of funny about the modern life is I don't think they have to kill you anymore. I think they just digitally kill you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? If anything, you're almost better as a sort of living effigy. Which is why I think some of these people come out of the woodwork to try to, like, split my throat. I mean, criticize me as an artist, that's fine. There's plenty to criticize. But if you look at a lot of the subtext of the things that have written about an artist like me, it has a lot of time, it's a lot of sort of false narratives, moral equivalencies that have nothing to do with music or art or love or people's lives.
You just said it. They create straw men that aren't Alex Jones or Billy Corgan, and then they attribute things we didn't say. They have these campaigns. They send out fake emails that aren't from me, insulting people. They call people up and say it's me and insult them, famous people. They spoof faxes. And I know it's the government and corporation, so believe me, what Billy's talking about, it goes on here all the time in an attempt to derail us. But it's not going to work because Billy Corgan and Alex Jones are just little bitty expressions like a compound eye of a dragonfly. We're just one little tiny part of it. You can't chop off all the heads.
Totally agree with you. And one thing I would add to that, because I know sometimes when I talk like this to people, they think, well, are you saying that everyone who works at the local paper is... No. It's these systems are put in place, and then they go out and they find people who are not free thinkers to basically implement the program.
They regurgitate, you know, the national story. They're already the little sycophantic type that'll go with whatever the mindless pop culture narrative is.
Absolutely, and I've even had off-record conversations, like I know you have, where people have admitted to me where they've had stories squashed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody makes a juice call and makes sure a story is squashed or a particular agenda is promoted. So when you're looking at, you know, your local media and you see and you go, well, this smells like propaganda, know that more than likely that person is not conscious. They've been put in that position because they're a proven bootlicker.
Almost all local news is written in New York or L.A. or D.C. This is on record and packaged and sent. You tell them a local story, and then they send down what you say. Or it's read off a teleprompter if it's a national story.
Right. So if there's a man in a high castle somewhere, you know, there's not a lot of them. But they're able to, through their control and their media control, sort of manipulate the storyline. We, look, your listeners know, and I'm a listener. We know these things are. I mean, we sit back. Look, when Ferguson started to boil over, and you had Jakari and Joe Biggs down there. I was watching some of the coverage, and it's really interesting. Because it's so important that you do that because you're giving us the real on the street perspective as opposed to the propaganda perspective.
Billy Corgan, stay there. Come back and finish up with that thought. Let's talk about the record straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That's one and all, and you can hear Tommy Lee on the drums. A new album available right now at the SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com website. We're going to send a tweet out to that website right now. Let's see everybody go there and buy the album. Because believe me, they have targeted Billy and his organization because of him speaking out on a whole bunch of issues. They don't like what they call loose cannons. They want people that will submit and go along with her whole agenda. Billy, I want to thank you for the gift of my Bohemian Grove security shirt and real badge. I mean, shoulder patch. When I wear that out, people say, "Who in the world do you work for?"
Yeah, it was great. I found that in somewhere outside of San Francisco, and it was like sitting on a shelf, and I thought, "Oh my God, I gotta get this for Alex."
That is awesome, Billy. I want to get back into what you said about Ferguson and more on the album before you have to leave us in that airport you're sitting in right now. But Tommy Lee, I had heard from folks that he was awake. I heard from somebody that worked with him on a TV show behind the scenes that he was all aware of the New World Order. I know you don't want to speak for him personally, but can you repeat what you told me during the break?
No, Tommy's eyes are wide open. You know, and you talked a lot of artists off record, and you know, you and I have talked about that. I mean, I think the general public would be shocked how much of the entertainment world is awake, and it's because they're behind the wizard's curtain.
Joe Perry's fully awake. I need to call him today, but a lot of folks are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the difficulty is these paradigms have been set up where it's like, you know, you have to stare down the barrel of a particular gun, in this case, your career. Like I said, I mean, what's the new paradigm? You're going to get digitally assassinated, you know what I mean? I know there would be some people, particularly in the rock and roll world, that will roll their eyes at these kind of assertions. But there's a reason that the great artists get marginalized. They get sucked into things that have nothing to do with their music. And, you know, I'm literally everything I say now is trolled for quotes. You know, and I'm not saying it's all political. Some of it's just dumb stuff. But the fact of the matter is this whole business has risen up around entertainment. It's big business, but it ultimately is about the disenfranchising of the artist's vote in the culture. In essence, the constant message is artists' voices don't matter. When you look at like what a Jimi Hendrix represented as opposed to your normal average politician, okay, you tell me who's the more honorable person.
Well, it's obviously Jimi Hendrix following his soul, his heart, trailblazing, creating a heavy rock, heavy metal, and a true pioneer.
Right. And so that's what I'm trying to say is from cradle to grave, you know, there are systems in place. You know, you pick them. You know, now it's Common Core, the scholarship programs, all this. They're meant to take anybody who's too bright, too smart, and make sure they're corralled into a system from the get-go. And God forbid you exist outside that system and prosper as you and I have, and bless the Lord for the gifts he's given us. And I think both of us, and I know we've talked about this, we feel a great responsibility to turn those gifts around to serve others. And if it kills us, it kills us. But at the end of the day, we've got to trust the man upstairs. There's a greater purpose here at play. And if what we watched on the old the old systems, the old the mainstream media system, if that's truth, I don't want to live in that world anyway.
That's beautifully said. I don't want to live in that world anyway because it is a fraud. It is a lie. I feel so empowered. Not that I have all the answers. I make a lot of mistakes. I say stupid stuff sometimes. I mean, I hear my show rebroadcast and I go, "Oh my God, that sounds horrible." I don't mean that. But at the same time, my heart's true. I'm trying to tell the truth, and more of what I say turns out to be accurate than what dinosaur media says, and it resonates with people, and then I just don't want to let them down. It's humbling to know there are so many good people that are awake now and looking for me for leadership or whoever. I don't think that's where the leadership is. It's in our hearts. It's in our souls. It's in following our gut. It's in doing the right thing, and it's in doing the opposite of what mainstream dinosaur media says. I want to ask you about this. Where do you in your gut, Billy, as you say the world's on fire, the previous album, where do you in your gut think civilization's really going? Are we going to survive? Will we make it to the next renaissance and beyond? And what do you think that fight's going to look like?
You know, I hold my breath on that one. There's a big fight coming. It's one thing to listen to you talk about FEMA documents and, executive orders that we don't know about. And yesterday, I think you had on your site about this idea that it's now legal to spy on everyone everywhere for the end of time and all this kind of stuff. These systems are going to double and triple down because they have no alternate plan. You understand? they've been in power for a very long time, and whoever's pulling those levers is not, when a baseball team loses, they go, oh, we'll come back next year and we'll rebuild. No, these guys are in it to win. And sometimes when I'm sitting around a table and your name comes up, or I say some things that I've learned through you and through other people, they get into like kind of games about accuracy. Like, well, how can you know that that's true? And all I got to say again and again is like, look, come on, something's off here. Something's wrong. And people like you, people like me, we don't have to be accurate. That's not our job. Our job is not to be perfect. We don't hold ourselves up to be perfect. We don't hold ourselves up to be, keepers or tooth tellers or something like that. We're just pointing it, as you often say, you know, you're just pointing and saying, do you see that big thing that's coming down the road? I do.
Exactly. And I say, well, what exactly is it? How do we know your eyes are authorized to say that's a juggernaut with fire shooting out of it, out of Road Warrior? And I'm like, well, I came by another village. They said something that looked like that blew it up. So that thing looks scary. What are we going to do about it?
And again, I would recommend anybody the same thing. The collective world that's awake, you know, let's extend it even beyond your audience. We don't have to be right. We don't have to be accurate. We know what wrong is. We know what wrong is, and we know a lot of what's going on is wrong. You know?
Well, sure, they have this fake moral authority where accuracy in media or where media matters, run by the White House, or where they have that truth detector site or Snopes, you know, run by a couple in an apartment. They sit on the mountain and they say what reality is. And, I mean, anybody that starts telling you they have a corner on reality, well, that's who you really got to watch.
Hey, if we reach a point as a race where we do not grieve the loss of every child, I don't care what color, I don't care where they're from. You know what I mean? If we don't grieve the loss of every child, that's an indictment of us. You know, and we've got to be protesting for every child, every situation. We need to have moral outrage where there's injustice everywhere. And then when we see agendas at play, we have to step back and say, why is this more important than everything else? We have to grieve for all of these things. We have to grieve for the GMOs. We have to grieve for the chemtrails. We have to grieve for all this crap that we have to face down. And we have to pull together. That's what I mean. We don't have to be right. We don't have to be right. We just have to know. As long as we know, that's the power. I'm blessed to be one voice in the wilderness, at least a free thinker. There are times where it's very difficult in a musical life to struggle where, you know, the numbers don't add up and you don't get the advantage that you think you should get and all these things. And those are those hard days where you got to stare in the mirror and say, would I rather be on my knees subjugated to some system that would ask me to be a robot, Muppet, something? Or would I rather be a free thinker? And that's what I would say. I'm proud to be a free thinker. And if that means what it means, a half full hall somewhere, that's what it means. Because I can't go down any other way.
Well, you know my favorite quote by Mark Twain, and he had a lot of great ones. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him. Then it costs nothing to be a patriot. I was on over 100 radio stations. It was just unheard of when I was, 26, 27 years old, and 9/11 happened. And it was just unheard of. And I was on 100 stations, small mom-and-pop, some of them, but high ratings, and I was growing. And then the towers got blown up, and I said, no, the government's clearly involved. And those stations all called, most of them. They said, we're going to turn you off next week, or we're going to turn you off next month on the contracts, after using monthly contracts, if you don't stop it right now. And you know what? I didn't feel bad at all when Ted Anderson came in and he said, all these stations are turning you off. You just lost 10 today. They're warning you. You got to stop now. And I said, Ted, I just can't stop. And it's the truth. And he said, I really respect that, Alex. He goes, fine. You have a place here on the network. We're going to lose at the network at that time millions of dollars. Over the, years. And back then I was making hardly any money. And he said, you would get, that. But he goes, I respect that. And he goes, so I'll lose millions, you're going to lose millions. Because I just hit the zeitgeist. I had just gone from 20 stations to over 100. It was boom, spreading all over the country. Because it was hardcore libertarian. The right-wingers liked it. But I came out and spoke bad about their god, George Bush. And I didn't even say he did it all. I just said, look, the government's running Al-Qaeda. They let them attack us bare minimum. And I'm proud of that. And it's just like I'm proud of what you've done. But then I only got bigger down the road. But then it only gets scarier because then it's not even about being on the air or being famous. It is all about the struggle for reality and trying to find that truth. I think that's what you're saying. It's not that we're perfect or always right. We want the truth, and we have goodwill towards others. I think we're talking about the philosophy of those of us that want to be free.
Well, I think it goes back to your question of what do I think is going to happen, and this is where it gets into a very tricky juncture. We have to see what's happening, but at the same time, we have to be able to kind of step back and look at the larger narrative at play. If there are nefarious forces in the world, they are willing to use our humanity against us. They are basically sociopathic. They don't care that babies die somewhere in the middle of some desert. They don't care. That kids are taking vaccines with horrible things in them. They don't care about the rise in autism rate. They're willing to do whatever, however. I mean, they've proven that again and again and again. So this is where we cannot get sucked into these false moral arguments. Those arguments are important. You know, like in talking recently about some of the things that have gone on, the protests that are happening post, is it Mr. Garner was the man's name?
Yes.
It was choked.
Terrible.
And then it's a horrible situation. And then what happened in Ferguson. And, you get these discussions, like I said, around the dinner table, and people think that you're unsentimental or unfeeling. And no, these are horrible. Of course there's injustice in the inner cities, of course. Does that mean every cop's the bad guy? You say it all the time. I know lots of great cops. I know lots of great cops who are family people that would never do these things. Does that mean every cop's good or bad? No. We have to judge every person on their moral character. I'm somewhat friendly with the police chief of the Chicago Police Department, Gary McCarthy. Incredible man. Incredible man. I watch where he grieves over every situation because he's a man. He's a father. He cares. Just because he puts on the uniform, does he mean he's a bad guy? I mean, what about our soldiers? Are all our soldiers bad? Absolutely not. This narrative that's spun out all of a sudden we got to be afraid of the soldiers. I'll take a soldier over anybody, any day.
Exactly. They've tried to dumb it down to the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. Judge people on their deeds and what they stand for, what you just said. And then if you don't support all the rioting or whatever, you support the First Amendment but not rioting, then you're bad if you don't say kill the cops randomly. Well, I don't want to be killed randomly. I don't want to see blacks killed just because they're black or whites killed. I mean, it just comes down to civilization and basic common sense. Now, Billy, let's talk about your album. We just downloaded it the other day from your site, SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing. And I'm not just saying this. I love all your albums. And I really love your old stuff. This has a lot of the old sound, but even better lyrics. I think this is almost like classic Smashing Pumpkins 2.0. Everybody should go there. How do people get the record?
It's on all the typical Illuminati systems. it's easy to find. That's not the issue. But thank you so much for that.
Well, sure. I mean, it's in the stores. It's on CD. It's downloaded at iTunes. Folks can go find those links at SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com. How do people support you? I guess they come to the big shows. They spread the word. I mean, how do they do that?
That's a difficult one because there is the commerce, which is important. But honestly, it's more the street cachet. And that's what I'm saying is, if not me, please find artists that you support, retweet them, share them with your friends. The artists are the bulwark. There's a reason most totalitarian regimes kill the artists second.
Of course.
They kill the weakest first, and then they go after the strongest, which are the artists, because they are the X factor. They're the voice in the wilderness that can point out the obvious, like, hey, look at that over there. And they can do it in a very clever way. If Jesus spoke in parables, so can we. And it's very powerful. Music, as you know, penetrates typical stuff, which is why I'm able to go to countries where people don't even speak English and play music and communicate. It's music of the heart.
Sure.
And I'm blessed to, 25 plus years here and going. Still strong.
Billy Corgan.
Stronger than ever.
Billy Corgan's our guest. SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com. Retweet that. Put it on Facebook, folks. The establishment's scared of him. And anybody the system's scared of, you better know we need to get behind, because they promote terrorist groups. They fund Al-Qaeda. They fund all these radical groups. They get caught funding the Klan. They get caught funding radical racist black groups. They want us all killing each other, just like one of the singers that you know he just mentioned from Jamaica said, they want to see us go on killing one another, top ranking. And that's, of course, Bob Marley. We're almost out of time. I'm going to let you go so you can get that plane or get on down the road, Billy. I hope you'll come down to Austin soon and come in studio. Maybe I'll come up and see you in Chicago. But I really know your interviews here resonate with everybody. Again, one more time, the new album. Tell us what the name of the album means, Monuments to an Elegy. What's that mean?
Oh, I don't know, Alex. These things come out of my brain sideways. I don't know.
Well, sounds cool. I'm just wondering if there was some inside baseball to that.
To me, it's a bit of a kind of a wave goodbye to what people thought the band was, and just trying to move on into the future. And thankfully, with people like you, new media like you, creating these new systems, I'm able to speak freely and speak to an audience and just try to find like-minded souls. We have to build these new systems. You are, and I'm trying to do the same. We have to build basically systems that are stronger than these systems of propaganda and control, and we will survive, and we will succeed.
Well, it's happening, and as you said, we need to support artists, whether it was in Nazi Germany or whether it was in any other totalitarian regime, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge. They would kill 95% of the artists, even ones that served them. They didn't like having them around. They were scared of them because that beauty, that touching people through music, through art, through images, that communication of archetypes that artists have innately. You don't even know what you're doing. You just do it, and it reaches people. They are scared of that, and that's what the tyrants are, is little men behind the curtain who want to run the whole show and really, I guess, don't feel loved or liked. They feel rejected, so they want to dominate. Billy, I'll say bye to you during the break. 20-second final comment.
Just God bless everyone. Just keep fighting. Keep the faith.
I got to say, the new album is amazing. It sounds like old stuff you've done, but stuff I've never heard before. I mean, as you said, you've gone to the next level with the new album and a Monument to Elegy available at SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift. Secure your Secret 12 formula before December 17th at InfoWarsLife.com and receive it before Christmas guaranteed. That's InfoWarsLife.com before December 17th or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
She looks like an angel. Talks like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Oh, it's walk. Sorry, Elvis.
Talk like an angel.
But I got one. She's a devil in disguise. Oh, she was a devil in disguise. My son. Rex, just the other day was like, Dad, I like it when you sing that Elvis song. Let's pull it up on YouTube. So we sat there and sang the song together. I like Elvis. Merry Christmas, Elvis.
She looks like an angel. Walks like an angel. Talks like an angel. But I got wise. Devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in
disguise. You can hear Jim Morrison, Glenn Danzig, all of them copying Elvis. Can't you hear it? Doesn't matter. I love it.
But here's the surprise.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to stop it right there. I get in a goofy mood sometimes. I was telling Buckley earlier, I had one cup of coffee this morning. But I worked out for like an hour and a half doing deadlifts and heavy weight. And I remember why in high school I started doing that. I got addicted to lifting weights and got like really naturally buff. You get high off of full body heavy weight. So I was doing some cleans and some other stuff with my trainer, Patty Cake, who I know is listening. He went deer hunting today with his buddies. He said, I'm going to be listening on the app, driving out of the ranch, and I expect to be plugged. He actually didn't say that. He goes, I'll be listening. Wonder if I get a plug. And he thought, not a plug. All right, I'm kind of babbling here at the end of the show, mindlessly. There's all this serious news, serious issues to cover. I will be back this Sunday, Lord willing, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank David Knight for doing a great job yesterday with the transmission. Again, we've had family illnesses, family stuff the last year. When it rains, it pours. And if I miss any days next week, I'm not on vacation. I'm going to take off a few days around Christmas. But I'll probably be here next week. We're going to see into that. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Pray for us. Best of times, worst of times. We pray for you as well. Briefly, I want to just tell you, we have the biggest sale ever on X2. You can get it $5 off and free shipping. So that's 17% off the regular price and free shipping on our most popular supplement, the Super Nascent Deep Earth Crystal Source Iodine. And if you take it, I mean, you've heard the rave reviews. It really is a big deficiency in most people, and most folks can't absorb the other types of iodine that are bound to things from the research we've looked at. So that's InfoWarsLife.com. And it helps fund this operation that the system wants to shut down and is fighting greedily, tooth and nail, to do so, and failing by the grace of God. No weapon formed against it shall prosper. If it is in the big universal combine, that not happen. And expanding on that, we also have Oxy Powder right now in supply, discounted, for the New Year's resolution to flush out your guts. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds. I was saying 18 pounds. That was somebody else in the office. 12 pounds in 1 week taking it of just detritus that was in him. And it's good to boost your immune system, obviously, to have healthy upper and lower intestines. Of course, you could just have the CIA buy to rectally feed you in the new torture report. But this is kind of the opposite of that. This is flush your guts out without the help of a CIA pervert team. So I hate to have to get into this, but you know, this is something that's really healthy and good for your body and is the most dramatic, obvious product we have at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And, again, I want to thank you all as Christmas approaches and the holidays for everybody else for all your support and putting up with me. Because we do have some magic moments here on air with our guests, our researchers, myself. Sometimes I'm quite poignant and bring up some really salient points. The rest of the time, it sounds like a gibbering redneck turned up like a chipmunk or something. But that's what it comes down to. So we really appreciate you and love you, and it's very, very humbling. All right, that's it for this transmission. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Thanks to Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins and more for joining us. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.